908 on RSM Breakfast. And one of the great stories in the AFL rookie draft was pick 59, taken by the Gold Coast Suns. His name is Tyrone Downey, and he's with us. Tyrone, good morning. Great to have you on the show, mate.
Yeah, thanks very much. Good to be here.
26 years of age, you get your opportunity at an AFL club. It's been an unusual and long journey for you, mate. Tell us about it.
Yeah, mate, it has been a long journey and probably at 26, I probably thought the window might have closed, but lucky enough, Gold Coast has given me the opportunity and looking forward to it.
Tell us about your journey, Tyrone. For those that don't know, you played in the Bendigo footy. You captain coached the Kangaroo Flat team as well, didn't you?
Yeah. So I grew up in Cobham Baruga area. Played some junior footy with Baruga and then played one senior year out of under 17s. And then I moved across to Bendigo to play for the Bendigo Bombers originally. That was about 2007. But I broke my ankle in a practice match, which pretty much put me out for the season. So I then gave it away and went and played local footy with Kangaroo Flat. I played there for 4 years and then took over as captain coach in my last two. And then went to Bendigo this year. In the VFL, and yeah, here we are now.
We know that the Bendigo Gold are now defunct. How challenging was last year, and what made you go there?
Yeah, look, it definitely was a tough season. I probably knew that a little bit going into it. Obviously, I would have liked a couple of wins, but I just really wanted to play VFL footy, and living in Bendigo, having that option there was obviously awesome and made it easy decision for me. But Ozzie Jones, I had a couple of chats with him at the end of last season, and yeah, obviously he's a really good guy, and I thought he was doing a great job and a very good coach, so I was just wanted to get on board with him and maybe try and help him out with a bit of a coaching role as well, which sort of helped out with the forwards a bit on the track, and yeah, just really enjoyed it.
Tyrone, tell us about the experience of being captain coach at Kangaroo Flat. I don't think there'd be too many rookies taken that have had that type of experience. What has that done to you as a player, being involved as a captain coach?
Yeah, look, those 2 years definitely matured me probably as a person and as a player. You know, you sort of, I've mainly played most of my career mid-forward, so obviously I kind of think they're the most important players in the game, but after coaching, you know, you sort of look at the game and the roles that everyone plays a little bit differently. Look, there's no doubt it's made me a better player just from, you know, being more switched on about what everyone's doing, not just about yourself.
Tyrone, you've had a fairly rocky road when it comes to injuries as well.
Yeah, I've had my fair share of injuries. Obviously, I said I broke my ankle. I think that was 2007. After that, I had inflammation arthritis, which took over my knees, and it's also troubled my feet a little bit. I've had a broken collarbone and a broken scaphoid as well. So I've missed plenty of footy over the journey, which has been very frustrating. But the last couple of years, I've had a pretty good run, so hopefully that continues.
Yeah, so do we. It's a great story, Tyrone. How have you settled in with the Gold Coast?
Yeah, so got here Thursday afternoon, staying with Big Jack Smith. So him and his partner have been absolutely fantastic for me. But look, obviously very nervous the first day or two, but got through training on Friday okay, and had a session on Saturday, and then had yesterday off and into it now this week, so a week ahead. So look, yeah, fitting in okay, but yeah, really looking forward to getting into some work.
And word has it too, Tyrone, you're going to be settled in Melbourne to have a role with the Richmond Footy Club at VFL level. Is that right?
Yeah, I really enjoyed my year this year at Bendigo Gold. So I wanted to play the best footy I could again. So I thought that would be at VFL level with Richmond, which had a bit of a development coaching role because I'm obviously still interested in coaching. So I was really excited about getting that opportunity, I guess, first. But yeah, obviously once this has come along, I'm absolutely stoked to take the next step.
Good on you, Tyrone. It's a great story, mate. We wish you all the best with your AFL career with Gold Coast, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thanks very much, guys.
Tyrone Downey, and a feel-good story there, Mick.
And for those Victorian Gold Coast Sun members, they're called the Victorian Suns. You can visit goldcoastfootballclub.com.au for all details. And they're trying to reach 10 10K, 10,000 members before Christmas, which will be the first for the Gold Coast Suns. So the attitude up there is magnificent. Malcheski and Hallahan, a couple of names that have mentioned, have gone there at the footy club. They're making fantastic inroads to their club right now.
3-8.